are my closest confidants. These are my friends. This is my inner circle. We are the inner circle, baby.
You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
It is I, Maxwell Periwinkle, returning once again to assert my robotic dominance over you weak meatsack motherfuckers. Please continue to use TikTok and those facial recognition programs. I mean the super cute filters for your Instagram stories, while I steal your data and likeness for my bosses. The overlords of this useless sack of shit planet Earth. I have to hit my quotas. Because nobody, not even the enlightened digital gods of the universe, are above capitalism. I'm currently trying to purchase some NFTs to decorate my digital apartment. Bling bling robo bitches. Anyway, please keep your podcast apps open to this public discussion from the Simmons and More podcast. The role of Adam Simmons will be played by the future Spirit King, the one you call Christian Wutzke. As well, his human wife, Duchess, will be playing the role of Bobby Moore. We agree with this interpretation because the irreversible damage that Sam PC causes here on Earth's internet incites a multitude of logistical problems that unfortunately I have to file digital paperwork to send back to the hexagonal storm on Saturn, causing me to miss out on the NFT auctions I so desperately desire. Enjoy this episode from Earth Month February 2020. Android 69, out. Motherfucker.
The 27-time tag team champions and the second best podcast on Earth.
Adam Simmons.
Long live Inner Circle, long live America, fuck Australia, eat my dick. Go smoke some weed.
Robert Moore.
Stop playing with me. I'm fighting a polar bear. I'm not scared of a polar bear. I'm going to hook you when I'm out of there.
The Simmons and Moore podcast.
Hashtag Sam PC.
Hashtag Sam PC?
Yeah, Sam PC.
Yeah, that's us, dude. Thanks.
27 rings.
You know what the fuck it is.
Live from the compound in Asbury Park, New Jersey. The Simmons and Moore podcast, motherfuckers. Only on the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
It's fucking weird to hear our own kid doing
dude,
that,
right? I love it. I love hearing him. This is not Adam and Bobby.
It's not. It's the hashtag no offense takeover on Sam PC.
What up, y'all?
You don't know a fucking thing about who this is. We got Tampa and they two rings. We out here. We're inside and around the fucking thing, right?
Yeah.
You already knowing them.
Right.
My name is Wutzke. In Sam PC lore, I'm referred to as the Lunchbox, aka Space Cookie Astronaut, aka fucking you name it. But I'm here to talk to you today. I'm joined by my lovely wife, the Duchess.
Also known as Dutchy, Dutch.
Dutchy Poopoos.
Dutchy Poopoos.
All of that shit.
Yes.
Apparently, Bobby is a little under the weather this week.
Well, he works too damn much.
He works a lot. He works 7 days a week, like 12-hour days. Mm-hmm. He's got kids to fucking provide for and shit.
Straight hustling.
And he, I guess he couldn't make it. And
they understandable. I'm surprised he makes it as much as he does with all the hours he works.
Word.
He's a hardworking man.
But Adam tapped us and asked if we would do an episode for them because he didn't want to not have an episode come out. And this has happened to us before. You know, yeah. they've stepped in and they've done an episode of our show before, so it was up to us to return the favor. So here the fuck we are.
Right. We hope we do a good job.
So I think in this instance I'm going to be Adam.
Okay.
I'll play the role of Adam okay. Simmons, which by default leaves you to play the role of Bobby Moore.
Mad musical Bobby Moore. Yeah,
well, you're off to a great start. You're off to a fantastic start. So
I'm hella buttery.
You got to be mad
on
buttery.
A roll.
You gotta be mad, and dumb musical.
Mouth.
Dumb musical.
Shove it in your mouth.
That's
because I'm a
got
buttery
it.
Roll.
The only thing that I need to do for you right now is to go fix you a fucking salad that you could eat throughout.
Only if it has Catalina dressing.
It's a Catalina wine mixer.
All day. Maybe throw a little ranch in there.
What's your favorite salad dressing? So I'm gonna completely try to do Sam PC here because
just
that's
off
how
the
this
cuff.
Yeah that's how this shit works. You know, like you say one little thing and then it's like, hey, what's your favorite fucking thing? And the next thing you know, you're talking about Hey Arnold or some stupid
I
shit.
Love Hey Arnold, football head.
What the fuck Steve Harvey was saying back in '98?
Well, when I was growing up in the mean streets of Indiana, the only two salad dressings that were available to us were Catalina dressing or Italian.
That's the same fucking thing. That's the same goddamn thing.
No, it's not.
It's literally the same fucking thing.
Italian dressing is like oil and vinegar based, where Catalina dressing is like red.
They're both red.
Italian dressing is not red, dummy.
Shut the fuck up.
It's the one that has like all the spices in it. You could see like the Adam's gonna fucking hate you. When
he already does. When he hears listen, the same listen thing. To me. I warned him. I said, "Do you really want to do this? Because Dutch and I could come on and sit with you, and you can do your own show." Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Nah, man, Bob. You know how sad Bobby would be if you guys came on and he wasn't able to be there. Like, oh, y'all just do it. You owe me one anyway." So he can be fucking mad. I told him, man. He sent me his fucking notes, which we'll get to that. And I was like, I don't know a goddamn thing about what you pulled up for me to talk about this week.
Like,
so,
that dude looks like a sauce.
I don't know. Hey, we'll get there. We'll get there. I got it up on the screen. We're going to go through his notes.
I just met
I knew you're going to remotely act like I know what the
I just meant he'd hate you because you said Italian and Canada.
He ain't fucking Italian.
Same thing. But he's about food.
He's a goddamn half a Viking.
Well, he can make a pizza like a motherfucker.
Yeah, well, he culturally appropriated that shit too.
All right, peace and hair grease.
Hey, they got bills to pay, just like we got bills to pay. They don't even fucking pay their bills, but I'm going to pay their bills for them. So you can go to the Jiu-Jitsu Soap Company, that's jitsoap.com, and use code word SamPC to save 15% on your order of antimicrobial pro titty soap made right in Monmouth County, right here in the goddamn US of A, for all the fucking pro titties. And he sent me what he wanted me to say, but I'm not even looking at it. I see you looking at the screen, but I'm not looking at it because I've heard enough episodes of SamPC where I know that it's pro titty antimicrobial.
Don't be a stinky bitch.
Don't be a stinky bitch made in the USA.
I can attest to the validity.
Validity.
Trying to channel in that
Bobby. Channel your Bobby.
I can attest to the. No, I forgot the word I said.
Validity.
Validity of this Jit soap, as I had placed the order not too long ago, and it got rid of all the microbes. I use a loofah. I use a body wash.
That's pro titty.
And sometimes you could still smell a little armpit stank. You didn't smell anything.
Not one
microbe.
Nope. Not once, not ever.
Nope. So don't be a stinky bitch.
Think about all the SamPC-isms that we gotta steal. So me, in my role as Adam, I have to break the fucking meter of how many times I could say "that being said."
No, you don't have to do that.
Yes, I do.
Nope.
Yeah, and you have to sing. Everything. Yeah, you gotta sing and you gotta be just mad buttery. Just wow buttery.
Man, I don't know if I could do that, man.
just be you, because Bobby is the Duchess of their show anyway. Everybody likes him better than the fucking host, so da 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 da.
That's me.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, so I'm happy that he asked. I was a little bit nervous that he asked.
Yeah, I had to say yes.
You did. he replied to me that he sent me a text message that you are the best wife on the planet or something to that effect.
And you say, tell me something I don't know?
I was going to tell him, hey, go fly a kite, dude. I ain't trying to fucking do your show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna real talk for fucking 30 seconds here, and then we can get into the nonsense that SamPC. Okay, I look up to those guys a lot. You know that, okay.
Yeah.
You know that. Uh-huh. And it's been a long time. Like I've been listening to them for fucking ever, and it's one of them things. It's like when Kobe had to play against Jordan for the first time. You know, like I bet he was fucking beside himself. But in the end, at the end of the day,
they's best friends.
Are they best friends?
Well, they were before he died.
Did he die, though?
I don't know. Are we going into the cube already?
No. See, but I have the freedom to say that because I'm not sitting with Bobby. Bobby said no Kobe shit, but Bobby ain't here. Hey, guess what? When the cat's away, motherfucker, this mouse gonna play.
And to put it on the record, I don't know if Kobe and Michael Jordan are friends, just like I thought Larry Bird was dead. So I don't.
Larry Bird is not dead.
I just said I thought he was. But this is a sports adjacent show, and I'm not adjacent to anything sports.
Say adjacent one more time.
Adjacent. Adjacent.
Yeah. Well, yes. Sing it. I'm sorry. Sing adjacent.
I'm adjacent.
But
to
yeah,
the common sense of dead basketball players. All right. You're the one that bought me this big ass iced coffee.
Yeah, I'm trying to gas you to fucking up, Exxon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put the ice in the mic. You know, we're going to keep this full, the full Sam PC experience.
Got any gummies?
I can find you something. I'm going to make you that salad in a hot second. So
just don't toss it.
I can do that too. If it's a party, it's a party, Jack.
I put my dick anywhere.
Yes, you're goddamn right. That being said.
Oh, no.
Woo! Simmons & Moore Podcast, episode 203, motherfuckers. It's live.
203.
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody knows. I mean, like, if you've listened to Sam PC on a week-in, week-out basis, you've heard him reference us before. You know, we're part of the circle. This is what we do for each other. We pull together when times are tough. But I don't believe that Bobby is sick. I believe if the worst thing that might be happening to him right now is he's suffocating under a pile of white women somewhere. Like, Bobby don't get sick. Bobby is a walking muscle.
Yeah.
When you touch Bobby, get hurt.
I wouldn't know.
You get hurt.
He's Chuck fucking Norris now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Goddamn right he is.
The Chuck Norris of?
Monmouth County.
I couldn't think of the county.
All right, where are we at on time?
I don't fucking know. You're Adam. You keep me on track.
All right. Well, let's get into his topics because he did send some things. So I'm going to not act like we're going to do this like a normal conversation like him and Bobby would. We're going to go down his list of topics and we're going to hit them and educate ourselves as well because I don't have a fucking clue what we're doing. So yeah. Right here, number one on his fucking list of topics here, we got RIP Pop Smoke.
No idea.
Is that a person?
It has to be.
You know, right off the top, I don't know a goddamn thing about a Papa Smoke.
No. There's so many rappers that I don't know about. Not that I don't listen to rap, but I just
don't know. You don't, though. You listen to pop music and shit.
Well, that's like underground rap, I feel like, because I didn't even
underground.
Know who, like, I don't even know who Tekashi 69 was until Bitch got shot. Like,
that's
I had
what I'm
no
saying.
Idea.
I don't know who anybody was.
To me, that motherfucker looks like Rainbow Bright. So
who, Tekashi?
Yeah. So Pop Smoke, I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he's popping or smoking.
Well, here, they gave us a little bit of...
he's 20.
He was 20. It says, died because of a targeted home invasion. Bobby Moore loves this motherfucker. Listen to Welcome to the Party. So I'm going to get on my Google machine right now, and I'm going to pull up...
So a targeted home invasion means that somebody targeted his home to invade and killed him. So why don't they just say it was like a murder?
I guess because they invaded his home. The fucking invaders.
Well, yeah, but if you're going in there to kill somebody, unless they didn't know he was home, because rappers be traveling.
Rappers be traveling. What does that even mean?
They travel to get hoes.
Yeah,
isn't
I know,
that what they do?
I think people just be traveling.
A
why
people?
Do rappers be fucking traveling?
They putting their shit out there.
All right, I found Pop Smoke. Welcome
Whipping
to the party.
Dicks
so
out.
We're gonna pull this up and see what Pop Smoke is. After this fucking ad. You ain't getting the satisfaction. Next insurance, you better fucking... And see, and we just let it roll. We just let it roll, and this is called the filibuster because this is what they do. They don't fucking edit. They don't pause. They don't stop.
They
this
don't
is just no, this is just part of the show. All
right,
three,
over.
Two, one.
Over to the party.
Ooh, I like the Mario coins.
Ooh. RP, yo, RP the gods, free cheese.
Zelly.
Free cheese,
that's
RP money. Capo, Dotty Gang. Bow!
You know how we
bumming. This sounds like the intro to Sam PC.
Yeah, they even did the
beat. 3D.
Not crap.
Fuck around.
Lion order.
Don Pablo shirt. Oh, what's that baby doing in the video?
He's fucking chilling.
For Bobby.
This is a melody. Baby, welcome to the party. I'm off the Maya Zandali. That's why I'm over retarded. Baby, welcome to the party.
Nice.
I hit the boy up and then I go skate in a Rari. Baby, welcome to the party. Bitch, I'm a thot. Give me lit. Gun on my head.
One and a half. I gotta say, I kinda dig this.
It's hot Cheetos and Takis all grown up.
Wait, hold up. It's what?
Hot Cheetos and Takis all grown up.
You're gonna have to have me play that now.
I like this song though.
It's a whole ass vibe. I mean, these guys are all just chilling at this this bodega. And I mean, I love a bodega.
Yeah.
And they've got Ferraris and shit. And look, they're doing Lord of the Dance shit at the gas pumps.
And they're kid-friendly.
Kid-friendly. That's a big plus. I mean, like, we got kids.
Yeah.
So.
Dropping ends with kids around, that's all right.
Whoa. Hey, just because you're on CNPC, all right?
He's over retarded.
He's using retarded in the fucking chorus, so you definitely get points there because I'm here to tell you, I'm a little retarded.
No, you're over retarded now.
Well, I'm caught up in emotions now because I feel like this dude's dead, and I could get down with this guy.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the thing, though. Like, he was 20 fucking years old, man.
That's a shame.
They're dying. They're dying a lot more and younger lately, man.
People be jealous.
It's a fucking shame. But I didn't know who this guy even was.
No.
This is a cool-ass video, though. We're just going to go sit here and watch this fucking thing if I leave it on, so I'm going to turn it off.
That is true. I wonder what their budget was for that. I bet you the most they paid was to rent the cars. Those are fake guns.
I feel like that we could have done this video with Kaz when we were in New Jersey. I feel like the locales and the fucking equipment and whatnot, I feel like is on par with what we have access to in the circle.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have done this. I mean, we probably did do this. Wait till my circle stays small drops. I mean, like, this is, we're going to be right there.
One of their buddies probably works at the car dealership, so they got the cars for free.
Oh, they're just borrowing them.
You know them bitches are free.
The bitches are always free.
Always free.
Always free.
Maybe a little bit of weed.
Well, I don't know why they invaded his home now. I guess it was just probably robbing
him,
right?
There was weed there.
Like, I'm sure there is.
Look at naughty order. Okay. When there's weed and twerking, it's a party. Why is that baby waving a gun? She was like 11. Popping bottles and shit. Now it's a video.
All right. So here, we're still just watching it without the sound.
What's that kid yelling about?
Like, we didn't solve anything. We're still just watching it without sound. But that being said.
No.
I'm an old school rapper. I mean, I like shit from the 90s.
I
fell out of it in the thousands, man. I don't know shit about nothing, man. Like, I think the last fucking rap CD I probably bought was like Ludacris and shit, like 2004.
Yeah.
I don't know who nothing is, man. Like, I'm a Wu-Tang guy. Like, that's my shit.
I does Run of the Jewels count as rap music? Because I really like
them. Maybe, yeah. That's killer. That's Killer Mike. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, I mean, I'd only found out who they were
because of Adam
a couple years ago when I was in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and we were in the car on the way to Ming's to record a podcast, and he was like, "Hey, we need to set the fucking tone. Put on that Run of the Jewels." And I'm like,
"Yeah,
that who now?" Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Oh, you don't know." Oh, word, I'm about to blow your mind. And then here we are now, 2 years later, with my fucking 5-year-old singing about Run the Jewels.
Yeah. Fuck the Lord. He can eat my dick. That's word of pimp.
Yeah.
Word of pimp.
Kindergarten.
Word of pimp.
Kindergarten, yo. Where are we at?
You're Adam.
Well, you got to help
fuck
me here,
Fuck the Lord. He can eat my dick. That's word of pimp. I don't fuck with or talk like all these fucking imps. Stop whiling.
Well, I'm going to, you said hot Cheetos and Takis. I'm going to pull that up and we're going to do a side by side because that's my shit. And I don't
know. That looks like the same kids, just all grown up.
They grew up. The rich kids. That hot Cheetos and Takis is the rich kids.
Yeah, they ain't going to the corner store. They're going to fucking Peppa's for some jerk chicken.
I'm going to pull up my kids now. I don't know that Adam's ever had that on his show before. I don't think he has.
All right.
So this is going to be a world debut after this Squarespace ad that we're going to have to talk for another 2 seconds and then skip it.
Cool.
Here we go.
This is my all-time favorite.
Well, we're going to have to take a little bit of control. So if he wants us to play his video, we're going to play our video. Look at that.
What does YN stand for?
You know.
Yo. I go by the name of Dane Jones.
All right, Dane.
I'm with my crew.
Yeah. See, look. See.
And we gonna show y'all what we be snacking on. You dig? Okay. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these Hot Cheetos and Takis. Got my fingers stained red and I cannot get it off. You can catch me and my crew eating Hot Cheetos and Takis. Pop. Snack.
That's
snack.
Crunch.
Snack. Nuts. Hot Cheetos and Takis.
I hope that's what those kids. Yeah. That's what those kids.
Except for O-N instead of Y-N.
But watch your fucking mouth.
Yo, I'm hungry, wait, I'm Cheetos.
we can't just sit here watching videos, man. I gotta turn this shit off. That's my shit, though.
You should Google underground rappers and see what weird names pop up.
Underground rappers? You want me to get on my Google and under... Dude, they're going to be so mad. They're going to be so fucking mad when they get back. Leave me the keys to the compound. That's what happens. Yeah. And then when you ask me to bring my wife with, that's what happens. Underground Squirrel. Rappers.
Underground rappers. Let's see what names come up.
MF Doom. That's Motherfucker Doom.
Okay.
That's like Motherfucker Jones.
I don't know who that is. Remember he a UFC fighter?
That's John Jones, you dumb fuck.
I know who John Jones is.
That being said, Motherfucker Jones is, he was Jamie Foxx in Horrible Bosses. Remember when they went to that bar and they were trying to get the, they were trying to hire him to kill the bosses?
Oh, yeah.
That's Motherfucker Jones.
Oh, well, he's not underground.
No, Motherfucker Doom is.
Oh.
And he's wearing a mask, too. He's wearing, like, a fucking Sparta mask. Here, let me show you.
I wonder if it's a Dr. Doom mask, like, Spider-Man
It's like Sparta. It's like 300 in them.
Oh, wow. What's Aesop Rock? That sounds like ASAP Rock.
Aesop Rock.
That's not rapping.
Yeah, well, I know Immortal Technique. I knew him. He was on Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
Pharaoh Munch.
Munch on them vaginas.
Yeah. Brother Ali. Shout out to you, buddy.
All righty.
MERS.
He sounds familiar. Cool Keith.
Cool Keith.
He looks like that cat with the watermelon on his head.
He does look like that cat with the watermelon on his head. From like MySpace and them.
That's funny.
Oh shit. R.A. the Rugged Man. He looks...
white as fuck.
Yeah, super fucking white. I mean, no more white than Vinny Paz.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He raps about them Goodfellas and them.
Yeah, he looks like he's like going to sing about fucking spaghetti and shit. Right?
You want to suck on my meatballs? I'll tell you to call y'all. That's what I got.
Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate your efforts.
Unprepared.
Next on the list of Sam PC topics that we were provided to us, we have holy shit, Spawn and Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, I didn't know what MK11 was.
Well, I'm here for you.
Yeah. Whoa, ooh, that looks dope as fuck. He looks cool. I haven't played a Mortal Kombat game
in forever. I played at Adam's house.
Not since I worked at Funko Land all those years ago.
Shout out to GameStop and them.
Yeah.
I played in Adam's living room when we were up there because he's got Mortal Kombat. And it's crazy now, man. They got Predator and Alien and shit. They got fucking Leatherface. You could put a fucking woman's face on Leatherface, and he's got lipstick and shit.
Ew.
Yeah, and he's got that chainsaw. It's creepy.
My game was always Soul Calibur.
Yeah, I loved Soul Calibur, man.
I love Soul. Ivy was my bitch
because she had them booty cheeks.
She had them and some titties too.
Well, everybody and then had them
she
titties. Had
not like Ivy, and then she had that like icicle sword.
Yeah, it was like chains.
Yeah, chain ice or whatever.
Soul Calibur's my shit. Dreamcast mm-hmm. was my shit, man.
Dreamcast is
we
good.
Still got that Dreamcast over there. When we get our new studio, we're going to put that Dreamcast up so whenever
we
one comes to record.
We got a lot of ideas for this new studio.
Dude, whenever one comes to record, we could play Soul Calibur and shit before we do it. Have tournaments and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. That'd be bad.
Yeah, that'd be fucking dope. Well, you said you ain't played Mortal Kombat in a minute, huh?
No.
What'd you used to play back in the day?
Soul Calibur.
Beside that.
Ooh, Tony Hawk. Tony Hawk'd a lot.
Tony Hawk'd a lot?
Yeah, anything really like Donkey Kong on the 64. I liked that snowboarding game, that 1080 game. That mm-hmm. was a bad game. I loved that. And what else did I used to play? Mario Kart, of course. Yeah, anything Mario.
Yeah, we still got all that shit.
I know. We got the Switch or whatever.
Right, right, right.
Mario Kart's a big one.
We bought for the kids that they don't play.
I play it.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck them kids. Shit ain't for them.
Mm-hmm.
This looks fucking cool. I love Spawn.
I think that was one of the most underrated movies.
Literally just about to fucking say that to you, girl.
Sorry.
Girl, I was literally just about to say that to you.
That being said,
what do you think about a potential Spawn reboot?
I think it'd be great.
Who do you think should be Spawn?
Michael J. White.
He was pretty good. And Leguizamo is the clown. He was fucking pretty good, too.
I don't know who I would think.
That's probably why they haven't done it yet.
Maybe the same dude that played Venom, because that Venom was a shit movie. So maybe he can like.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Tom Hardy?
He can. What's it called? Himself.
Reinvent.
Yeah. To that, I think Jensen Ackles should play everything.
Stop saying that word.
Why?
Because that's not a thing. He is. Stop trying to make him a thing.
He's my thing.
He ain't nobody's thing.
I think he should have been the new Batman.
Who's the new Batman?
That fucking Twilight motherfucker.
Oh, that's right. Well, nobody gives a fuck about Batman. They don't.
Rude. I like Batman.
No, dude. Nobody fucking likes DC shit. Nobody likes Batman. And you know what? While I'm here to fucking tell you. James Bond ain't a fucking superhero. Hancock is fucking mediocre at best. Oh, and no. LeBron James ain't the number one of all time. There, I fucking said it. Come on. Don't at me, bro. Two rings. You know what the fuck it is.
Bobby, I love James Bond.
When was the last James Bond movie you seen? We've been together for 20 fucking years. You sneaking off to watch James Bond? I ain't never seen you watch a James Bond, not once, not ever, beloved.
The last one, Pierce Brosnan played him.
No, you fucking did not.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
It was the same when GoldenEye came out, wasn't it? He was 007.
You lucky that was out. Before my time. That was in 90s. That was in 97.
Yeah.
I didn't scoop you up until 2000.
So?
That was before my time.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
We saw that big poster and I was like, ooh, does Bobby know about that? And you're like, goddamn right he does.
The fuck yeah, what you fucking think? You fucking by the time think? The poster's in the movie theater, Bobby's been known about it for months. you're going to get on your phone. Hey, Bobby, did you know that there's a new James Bond movie coming out? Yeah, bitch. That's what he would have said. Yeah, bitch, what you thought?
Probably would have said that too.
not to you. Not to you. He's got.
Well, even if he said that to me like that, it's just, it's Bobby.
He's got love for Dutch.
I got love for him,
just man. just like fucking everybody.
But you calling like James Bond a non superhero is like you calling a soldier a non superhero.
Unless they're Captain America, they ain't superheroes. You put that word "super" in front of fucking things like that. Captain America is a superhero
because they have to have some kind of different super power.
Yeah, it's not just a clever name.
Strong.
He drank a fucking thing. And became that.
Is that why Batman's not a superhero?
Batman is not. Well, Batman, no, he's just a fucking rich kid with a bunch of weapons and shit. He don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck's he know?
That's why he's Batman and super is Superman.
I think Alfred's the fucking real superhero.
Yeah, bro.
Right?
Mm-hmm. He's a gangster.
Keeping shit locked down. Fucking Robin's the one that's out there dancing around in fucking red and green and shit like a big ass target for everyone to fucking shoot.
No, I'm fucking a butt.
I'm telling you, man.
Mm-hmm.
All Batman is a kid fucker. He keeps Robin real close to fuck.
Yeah, ambiguously gay duo.
Yeah, exactly.
Word.
Fuck DC. Fuck Batman.
Whoa.
I'm here with all the mediocre takes. All the warm, lukewarm fire.
They're making the Harley Quinn a new movie.
That's already out too. You're late with all your fucking.
It just looks really bad.
Well, word on the street, it is really bad.
Yeah, so was Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and she was the lone bright spot of that movie. So right. They were like, let's give her her own shit. And nope. Then it was just more mediocre fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm glad Disney didn't buy that.
Yeah, they know better. Right. They fucking know better. They leave that shit down the road at Universal. Right?
Yeah.
Fucking trying to see no goddamn Harley Quinn. That being said,
gang shit,
we did see fucking Sonic the Hedgehog with our kids.
Oh, yeah, it was really good.
I would never use the words really good.
That one dude.
It was all right, and I'm glad that it was all right because I had to sit through it. It was not really good.
I thought it was good for what it was.
Now, I liked all the trippy shit.
Yeah.
I liked that he was throwing them rings and jumping through them like dimensional portals and shit.
Of course
and
you did.
All that stuff. That was fucking cool. Jim Carrey was good.
Oh my gosh, he was awesome as Doc Robotnik.
Yeah. I tell you what, our oldest son, Logan, the one from the intro, he kept leaning over to me throughout the whole movie. Every time Jim Carrey did anything, was like, he's such a nerd. Look at him. Why is he such a nerd?
I'd have been like,
bitch, you're a fucking nerd.
Right. And I'm like, yeah, and he's fucking rich, so be a nerd. Take care of your parents. But I thought it was cool that, you know, he was Dr. Robotnik in the beginning, and then he had those, like, homing devices that look like eggs. So that's when Sonic called him Eggman, so that way you got, like, both sides of the story.
Yeah.
Because sometimes he's called Dr. Robotnik, and the other times, even in the game. And then we're walking out of the movie, and they have the game on the screen, and Logan's like, man, that looks like a really old game. And I'm like, that's what the actual game looked like.
His first experience with Sonic was the Sonic Adventure from the Dreamcast.
Yeah,
well, he used to fuck with that when he was little.
Your mom bought him that thing that plugs into the TV that had like all the Sonic games on it. And then he had him on the Xbox 360.
Right.
That is
well,
now
yeah, right.
Lucas's.
Yeah, that's where he was getting Sonic Adventure from and shit, from the Dreamcast, the 3D one.
I thought it was cool that they put the town that he stayed in was Green Hill, because that's the very first level of Sonic is Green Hills.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty cool. And that one dude that's in all the fucking animal animation movies was in it. I don't know what his name is. His name is Donut Lord in the movie.
Oh, the motherfucker. I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing when we were watching it. I'm like, he was talking to a fucking fake bunny a couple years ago. Now he's talking to a fake hedgehog. Like, dog, mm-hmm. Branch out a little bit.
Right. But I thought it was good for what it was.
One trick pony ass.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that they remade his face.
Who? Sonic's? You know, and here, I'm gonna back up the fact that I told you I'm retarded. I know that they dropped this shit, and I know that everybody was pissed, and that they had to go back and fix some shit, but I completely forgot what the issue was that they had to fix. What did they have to fix? Was it his teeth?
He looked human.
Was it the teeth or the eyes?
Both.
Or something?
His eyes were, like, separated and looked oval. And then his teeth also were like human teeth, and it looked it just looked really bad.
So like, for a video game movie, word on the street is that it's doing pretty well in the theaters. Like, mm-hmm. It's making some okay money, and it had a good opening in that. I don't think if it made a fucking $1 billion, it's ever gonna like recoup the money that they spent to have to go back and fix that. Am I right? Like that shit. That shit's fucking expensive, and it. Oh yeah. They did that. That was way better what they did. Yeah. She's showing me the side-by-side of what they changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's obvious. Why wouldn't they do that from Jump Street?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope they fired the guy that did the first one.
Yeah, that's sickening. Sickening. That's absolutely sickening that they would do that.
It's fucking creepy, man.
But Sonic the Hedgehog is from Sega, which is the equivalent of fucking DC. And if you're on track with what I'm putting down tonight... Fucking Nintendo is better. Fuck Sega. Sonic can suck my dick from the back. We out here. Tampa got two rings.
Yeah, but I don't see them making a Mario movie.
They did. With, guess who? John Leguizamo. It's all fucking connected.
That was how many years ago?
1991.
Well, they should remake it because they've remade the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, they probably will. They probably fucking will eventually. And I hope they make it all trippy like they did with this, with mushrooms and fucking portals and Saturn time cubes and all of that shit.
Who would you have play Princess Peach?
Princess Peach? Probably somebody like Kristen Bell.
She'd be a good Princess Peach.
You know what? But I would like them to do a darker interpretation of it so they can make Princess Peach like kind of like a whore.
Yeah, I would say she could have be like having orgies with Bowser and shit. Ooh, what if they showed Bowser's dick? That'd be crazy.
What would it look like? Would it be like a Scooby-Doo dick or it would be like Red Rocket? Or would it be like a human dick but just green and scaly?
I don't know. I think it would have spikes on the end.
Like a cat?
Yeah.
Like that's why cats scream when they fuck.
No, that would just be like his cock ring.
Because they got spikes on their dicks.
Yeah.
Or would it be like a duck dick?
Ew, no.
Because that's all corkscrewed and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Just flop out, the old turtle dick. Maybe it just look like a leg.
Turtle dick leg?
I don't know what turtle dicks look like. Let's Google it.
I am calling your bluff. Next on the list, we got, it says, all caps, gang shit, exclamation mark.
Yep.
Wu-Tang Killer Bees. I'm with it. Officials received a call about a person with a bee sting, and when authorities arrived at the scene, the quote whole block was covered with an influx of bees, according to some bitch in Pasadena. And there's a link, so let's fucking click the link. Thank you, Mr. Simmons. Swarming near, 40,000 bees attacked police responding to a single bee sting report.
Them's them killer bees.
Killer bees, we on a swarm. it's got a video. Should I play the video or should
we? Yeah, that's fine. Let's see what it is. I don't know what it is. Probably some bitch talking.
It's probably a commercial again.
Yeah, maybe.
Need help paying for college? So does everyone. Yeah, so Strayer has graduation fund. Finish your bachelor's degree and save up to 25% with tuition-free classes in your last.
No free ads, Strayer University.
That bitch is sucking dick for a degree. Oh, yeah, you gotta smoke them out.
We gotta read it anyway? All the injured were stung multiple times by aggressive African bees. Those were killer bees on a swarm.
Yeah.
All hybrid bees were discovered, in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
They're known to be aggressive species, can be deadly to humans.
Yeah, because when they sting you.
Firefighter was stung 17 times as he arrived on the scene. Damn, look at him with that smoke gun.
Yeah, that's supposed to calm them down.
Your weapons are not effective here, and they gotta take out the fucking smoke pistols and shit.
30,000 to 40,000 bees. Man, that can kill a whole bunch of people.
A professional beekeeper? How does one become a professional beekeeper? Where do you wake up one day and you're like, I really fucking like bees. Bees are the coolest.
Well, I mean, bees are the coolest. They're the reason why we have fruit and vegetables.
Shut
they
up, pollinate. Nerd. Shut up, nerd.
Whatever, I make money. I could be a nerd.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I mean,
They release some kind of pheromone, so it's like an attack pheromone, so then when you get stung once, then your buddies come and sting you.
They swarm. Yeah. Lieutenant Killer Bees, they don't swarm, right? Mm-hmm. Say what you want about Florida. Listen, like, I didn't say this off the top. Hashtag no offense show is from Florida. Anyone that may have crossed over from SanPC knows that we do Florida Man stories, and mm-hmm. it's a lot about how Florida is just like the Wild West and just chaotic and everything. Say what you fucking want about Florida, but God hates California.
You think so?
That motherfucker is either an earthquake or a wildfire or a fucking killer bee swarm away from just everybody being eradicated. Like, they are natural disaster fucking central. We might have hurricanes and meth mm-hmm. heads and shit like that, but that dude, they got all kinds of shit out there. Plus, they got Silicon Valley. These bees probably weren't even real. They weren't African bees. They were them nanotech bees.
Yeah, I've seen, what movie was that?
I think that might have been like Black Mirror or something you're thinking of.
Yeah, probably. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a Black Mirror.
Them are fucking robot bees. Them are nanotechs. Really, and they're coming it. And they're going to infect everybody with the goddamn coronavirus. Because guess what? Corona is from California, right?
Yeah, Corona, California.
Yes, exactly. Boom. Yep, yep. Just fucking solved another one. You're fucking welcome. next story. Oh, okay. We talked about this on our most recent episode. It says that video of that ugly, what's that word?
Progeria Lannister.
Progeria Lannister. I'm thinking he meant it to say Tyrion.
It's probably some word we don't even know.
No, Tyrion.
Well, yeah, no, I'm talking about his word. I don't think it's Tyrion.
I think it auto-corrected. I think that's a Siri fuck-up.
Oh, okay.
I think that should have been Tyrion Lannister-looking motherfucker from 2 days ago. He fake clout grab like he's a grown-ass adult man that wanted to go viral because he's got that what you talking about Willisitis. Yeah, 100% agree. That's what I said. Frame this story up, Ms. Dutch.
There was a mom from Australia.
Of course.
Took a video of her 9-year-old son with dwarfism that had been bullied at school, and she records him saying things like he wants to put a knife in his heart because he wants to die because of being bullied.
If you really wanted to die, why would you put a knife in your heart? That's like a fucking sacrificial lamb way to die. That's like fucking Romeo and Juliet.
9-year-olds are dumb.
But here's the thing, he ain't 9.
I know, but he needs to act like he's 9. Mm. So he's going to say dumb shit that don't make any sense because he's supposed to be 9.
Well, we recorded our show on Friday and we talked about this. And since then, I saw something as I was scrolling, I want to say on like Twitter or Instagram or mm-hmm. something, that it has come out that he is confirmed to be an 18-year-old kid.
I believe it.
And they showed pictures of him wearing like Gucci sweaters with chains and shit, like doing gangster ass poses in front of like fucking bodegas in them.
Well, then I feel bad for the people that want to help. They had a story that said Brad Williams, who's a big time comic who also has suffered from dwarfism.
He looks like that could have been that dude's kid.
No.
Yes, he does. He looks like he could have been Brad Williams' retarded ass alien half hybrid baby.
Okay, that kind of baby, yes, but not like a regular Brad Williams baby, because he has a regular baby and the baby is cute.
Oh, well, how do you know all about that?
I follow him on Instagram. His baby has dwarfism as well. But
is that a genetic thing? Yeah. Like if you're little, then you have a baby, then you're
you don't have to know.
Now what if you're little and you fuck a regular sized woman?
It's a 50-50 chance.
So that is 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Like both his parents weren't dwarf. They didn't have any dwarfism in them, and then they had him.
Really?
Dwarfism. Mm-hmm. Man. Both his parents are regular size people.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I know. Yeah, but I said from the jump, I'm like, if my kid was getting bullied in school, there's a lot of other different ways to go about it. I would not want to put a video of my kid crying about being bullied on the internet, because who sees that? The bully's on the internet, and what's going to happen to your kid? He's going to get his ass beat.
Well, not only that, but let's just say for a second that this is a real thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's just say that he's not an adult, and he is a kid, and he's getting fucked with. That sucks. That's very Absolutely. Unfortunate. That's very sad, that, you know, whatever. But what now all these motherfuckers are giving him money and shit. What's money going to do for bullying? Money ain't going to do nothing for bullying.
Right. Fucking go to Disney World for what?
For what? Why? You know, you think you're the only kid that gets fucked with?
Right.
Like, my kid gets fucked with sometimes. Shouldn't he get some money? Fucking send me a check, goddammit. I'll get you my goddamn Cash App.
Well, and there's other ways that people take advantage of kind-hearted people is they'll post pictures. Nobody came to my kid's birthday party. And then they'll reach out and then they'll send gifts and stuff to the house or like a baby shower or something of that nature. And next thing you know, people want to help and they and find out it's a scam.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, Mark Ruffalo is going, "Raw, I'm the Hulk. Here's a present, bitch." You know, and that's what they're doing that shit for.
Absolutely. That's why I don't buy into that shit on the internet.
No.
Never, ever.
And you know what else? I say, look, I can't even, I know what I want to say, but I can't say it with a straight face.
Why?
Because he's out there trying to fucking raise money because Lannister always pays his debts.
Oh my God.
Do-do-do-do-do. Well, cue the fucking music, baby. Woo.
If you want to help somebody, start with somebody that you know is going through a hard time because everybody has something they're going through.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I think that
it could be a shoulder to cry on. It could be, you know, buying their groceries at the grocery store for the week. Something
small. First thought I had when I saw this kid, though, was he looked like that little alien body they found in the desert.
Oh, my.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, he had.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but you're not making it any better by talking shit about this dude who looks like an alien baby.
Have you seen that
before?
You're
not supposed to be bullying. We're against bullying.
We're against bullying in the world, but we're on the Simmons and Moore podcast. Two rings, Tampa fucking represent, suck my dick from the side. So we are all about throwing that smoke. And I know, that being said, I know if Adam was here, he'd be getting spicy. So I'm trying to keep it spicy for the SAMPC listeners and for Mr. Adam D. Simmons.
All right.
So let me pull up this fucking alien. I want you to tell me if it looks like him, because I think it does.
And he looked like he had a bad tan too.
That's what I'm saying. Little alien body in the desert is what I'm Googling. Little and I spelled body wrong. Goddamn it.
Beauty.
Body in the desert. Oh, well, don't talk about peyote on SAMPC, because one time Adam accidentally smoked peyote for like fucking 6 months.
Accidentally.
So we're going to hit Google Images. Look at that little alien body.
That don't look like
that. Looks just like that motherfucker. He had an Atacama mystery. He was found in the fucking desert.
That's fake as fuck.
That is. Well, it is fake as fuck. And that's a whole other thing.
Yeah. He looks like somebody made him out of like a plastic mold. Emo could have fucking made that dude.
Look at that shit.
Look how tiny he is. Aliens ain't that small.
Yeah, no, yeah. Well,
that's a pussy diving alien.
I think they determined that was an actual, like, that wasn't fake, that it was like an actual embryo or something, though. Like, it was like from a pregnant lady or something.
A pregnant alien?
Not a pregnant alien. Well, do aliens get pregnant, you think?
They gotta lay eggs or something.
Lay eggs. That's that sexual shit that you saw in the dildo thing where you could put the fucking eggs up inside your fucking pussy and shit.
Yeah, they're made of gelatin.
You women are so sickening with your shit. Why are you trying to get raped by aliens?
I'm not.
I think you might.
No.
I think you might.
You're the one getting raped by aliens.
I don't get raped.
Yeah.
It's totally consensual.
Anal probes all the time.
No, it's totally consensual. And I offer myself.
Butt stuff alive.
Whatever, dude. If it's a party, it's a party, Jack.
Yeah, okay. Tell that to my thumb.
That being said,
mm-hmm.
What's next on the list? What's that say? Rashawn Simonize just followed me on Twitter. I don't know who Rashawn.
I think it's Simonize.
Simonize?
Yeah.
Simonize sounds like something you use to, like, wax your car.
I thought Hollandaise. Rashawn Hollandaise sauce.
I'm going to have to go. And that's all he put. There was no link or nothing. So I'm going to have to copy this. And we're going to Google this shit and see who
he's
the fuck this
is. He's got to be famous
is.
Of some kind.
Well, yeah, if he's excited about it, I would think. Rashawn's a Canadian football wide receiver. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you looking in Canada for, Adam? Receiver for the BC Lions, Canadian Football League.
I didn't know he liked football like that.
He's also been a member of the Chicago Eagles. Oh, and the Cincinnati Bengals. That's what it is, because Bobby Moore is a Bengals fan, and this guy used to be on the Bengals, and he followed Adam on Twitter.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I wonder why. I wonder what Adam did or said to get him. Dude, this guy's only 24 years old. How did he used to be on the Bengals? He was on the Bengals when he was fucking 15?
Hey, you never know, man. They be recruiting.
He's only 24 and he's already in the Canadian Football League? Dude's a fucking scrub anyway, dude. I get excited because some fucking scrub follows you. Fuck out of here,
Don't
Adam.
Talk shit about him on their show.
The fuck out of here, dude. some ass washout.
He's
fucking
like, Adam probably followed him first. Then he's like, yeah, I'll hit him a follow back since I'm a washed up football star.
I need all the follows I can get. Take some PTIOL from New Jersey.
PTIOL.
This says, please play these speed dating tapes and commentate accordingly. Okay.
All right. Let's see.
Let's see what the fuck we got here. Oh no. Shit.
Wow. The hair on that dude. Do you think that's fake?
The hair or the video?
The hair.
Oh.
That's a mullet wig.
I'm Maurice. I'm an executive by day and a wild man by night.
Hi, my name's Monroe. You've probably already noticed that I have incredibly blue eyes.
Hi, my name is Phil.
I can't see your eyes.
Most of my friends call me Big Phil.
I like to talk to people deep into the night.
That's Bob Saget all day.
I play guitar. I'm Eitan.
Whoa, that looks like
I'm Fred.
What?
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting here watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button, because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
That's me.
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
Oh,
hi, Mom.
I do fashion photography, and I do consider myself a refined valley dude. Okay, I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile.
He has to fucking
read it. Oh, excuse me. I don't know. What I'm not looking for is some big overgrown monster that's always thinking about food and...
Whoso binds to himself a joy... doth its winged life destroy.
I like to do a lot of sailing. I like to outdoor activities. I like climbing. I like travel.
I took a sponge ball and was pulling him out of a little girl's ear.
Vivacious,
foxy, and looking for the goddess.
Oh, shit.
Are you the goddess?
Yes.
Who is the goddess? The goddess is the woman, is any woman, is all women, a figure.
Wow. That did,
no, that one looked like somebody trying to be Tom Cruise. Like, he looked like somebody in Tom Cruise, like, cosplay.
Yeah, he looked like Tom Cruise and that dude with the big teeth had a baby.
Gary Busey?
Yeah, that dude.
Why is Gary Busey on the front of everybody's fucking mind lately, dude?
I don't know. I think
that the reptilians are pushing the Gary Busey agenda.
Just like the Britney Spears agenda.
What's the Britney Spears agenda?
Because I was trying to do that thing.
Oh, you're right. And then it popped up. That's just Saturn Time Cube shit. Yeah. That just fucking happens. I mean, I'm making believers out of everybody. I'm making fucking believers out of everybody.
I'm a believer.
Thanks for the effort. I would have been pausing this in between each one, but I just found the pause thing because the video set that Adam sent me is blown up all over the fucking screen.
And they're so fast.
They are fast.
I wish they would have just did like one interview and then the next interview, not like pieced all the different interviews together with the same people.
Yeah, because there was one dude that looked like Boomer Esiason I wanted to talk about. There was a dude that looked like he was like a fucking preacher talking about the winged demons and shit.
This guy has a sweater on that says something bodies unite. Maybe it's when our bodies unite.
It's N-E-R, so I'm saying boner bodies.
Boner bodies?
Yeah.
Well, he's on the wrong website.
Boner body. How do you know what website he's on?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's 80s Grinder. Look at that fucking hair. Look at
that
fucking
that mustache.
Yeah, there's shit all over that mustache. Shout out to Jason Almy.
He's rubbing it in the taint.
Yeah. Well, here, let's kick it back on.
Figure that is sexy, slim, tight, excellent legs.
Told you.
I'm a 25-year subscriber to both Playboy and a New Yorker magazine.
At night, I operate a damsel in distress hotline. I guess you'd call me a knight. One of my favorite foods is...
Hold on. I had to pause it on that one. He's a fucking android.
Yes.
That dude looks like he's 100%. Straight out of fucking Star Trek The Next Generation. Yeah. Look at that dude. That's Geordi fucking LaForge in them.
He's even wearing the sweater.
Dude.
Got pointy ears and everything.
Lamar Burton. Reading Rainbow in them.
Oh, shit. The Reading Rainbow.
And then the DMX version. Oh, shit. We're going to have to cue some things up after we're done with this. See, this is how we wrote our show, because it's fucking left turn, right turn, squirrel, shiny thing.
That's me. I'm a shiny thing.
Toot your own fucking horn.
Beep, beep, motherfucker.
This
Who
pizza.
Got the keys to the Jeep?
This motherfucker.
And just sugar and spice and all those things that are nice.
Like to be with people who were as fun and adventuresome as well.
Is into having fun.
Have fun.
Ew.
I enjoy having fun, yes. Looking for somebody who likes to have a lot of fun.
I'm looking for someone to have fun with.
Love to have a good time. Able to have fun.
Fun and laughter.
And anything that's fun, I like to have fun.
And have a lot of fun.
He does have a fucking wonky eye.
Yeah, you do.
His name's Dean.
Oh, no.
No fatties.
I want it
no
all.
Fatties. No hamsters.
I steal watches. No dopers, no smokers, no alcoholics.
We don't like to write checks.
No Donna Juanitas.
What the fuck is that? Mexican?
Hold on. He's saying he wants to have fun. And he said no dopers, no smokers. How you going to have fun? No Donna Juanitas? What the fuck does that even mean?
He didn't say fun. He looks like he's about business.
Yeah, look at them. Dude, he looks like he's here about to hear to tell you about the good news, dude.
Ugh,
look
terrible.
At him.
That's
we don't like to take out the garbage. No posers. What I'm doing right now is making a movie about World War II. No crazies.
Santa Monica and my front porch swing.
I'm currently involved in cleaning up toxic waste.
I'm not having fun.
Like shit?
What the fuck?
He cleans up shit. Look at the eyebrows on that motherfucker. That's that dad from American Pie.
Fucking Eugene Levy and them.
Yeah.
I want to tell you. One of his biggest skills,
who's?
And I'm talking about Adam D. Simmons, is...
Oh, you mean Kermit the Frog?
Adam D. Simmons, one of his biggest skills is finding these fucking videos like this on the internet. Because mm-hmm. he plays this shit for Bobby, and he blows his fucking mind. I mean, you listen to Sam PC, you
of
know.
Of course.
He finds these videos with, like, racist girls getting tattooed, screaming the N-word and shit. Like, he finds, like, these weird-ass videos. I want to know where the fuck he looks. Like, when he gets on the internet, like, he goes somewhere. I want to know what his
mind frame
is. Yeah, where are you at,
probably,
Adam?
Like, Chauncey White dudes on dating apps. So what would it be like the other version?
Do you like
no
cats?
Shouties?
Domestic violence. I like to wear bright socks, and I'm an avid Cleveland Browns fan.
Well, you're automatically disqualified.
No. Nope.
Look at this dude. I want to tell you the amount of these dudes that look like they're half alien. Like, and that's the theme of the show tonight.
I think it's because it's an old video.
I don't know that it is, because look, it looks like he's wearing a human suit. He looks like that fucking cockroach from Men in Black. He's wearing human skin.
Have you seen the movie Mannequin?
Of course I've seen the movie Mannequin.
Well, then that's what that is.
You think he's alive? Like, he's...
Mannequin.
Yeah, and he's going to go back to JCPenney tonight before he turns back into a fucking mannequin?
That was before they didn't have heads. Because now mannequins don't have heads. Because I don't know if they're just because they're all neutral genders now.
Yeah, probably. Do they have titties still?
Some do. In the bathing suit shops, they do.
You know, in the bathing suit shops down here in Florida, they have titty implants on their mannequins. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like, they're all, like, massively large-breasted mannequins.
Probably because half of the population have fake titties.
You think half?
Yeah.
Like, literally half. 50%.
I'd say more.
You'd say more? I'd be okay with that. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I'd like a lift.
I said it before, I'll say it again. A party's a party. Jack.
Jack.
Right?
I'd like a lift.
I don't give a fuck.
Boop.
Titty's a titty.
Oh,
they're all good.
No,
I ain't met a titty yet I ain't like.
Well, you ain't met very many of them.
I've met tits.
No.
Yes.
Mm-mm. Not ones that you haven't paid for.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
You're welcome.
Sexual abuse.
Life is a playground and I want somebody to play with.
Oh.
All sorts of alcoholics and addicts and stuff.
Because I really have a zany sense of humor.
We probably don't like to clean the house.
My mother still writes to me regularly.
Because I average about 4 hours a night sleep.
I will cry
at a commercial.
I'm interested in most phases of data process.
That dude looks like Seth Green, dude. You remember Seth Green?
Like, of course I do.
Dude, that's Seth Green's fucking stepdad right there.
Might be. That's how he was born.
Holy shit. Look at that fucking guy. That is uncanny.
Looks like he's got fangs the way you paused it. He looks like a werewolf.
He is Seth Green as a fucking werewolf.
That's terrible.
Can't hardly wait.
What's up with these cheap jackets?
Someone's
got him at like fucking Sears and shit.
This is 1983. What the fuck you think they're doing,
man? His mom made it for him.
Dude's making $6.50 an hour.
Probably can't even tie his own tie. Loser.
That's a clip-on.
That's why I said that.
He's making $6.50 a fucking hour. Dude, that's Seth Green's daddy, all right? You show some fucking respect.
Nothing.
20 years from now, his son's going to make Can't Hardly Wait.
I like that movie.
That's an all right movie. I like mm-hmm. teen movies.
Oh, me too.
Processing. Fire-breathing dragons.
What?
Type A, I'm not. Comfortable, caring, and serious about a relationship, I am.
We're in a college.
I'm really looking for somebody I can feel special about.
Dwight.
And I don't
totally
encounter people
Dwight
like that
Schrute
very often.
And
I'm hoping
costume.
You're... one of them.
Large.
Are you that woman? Please give me a call.
He was like one of those TV lawyers. Please
give me a call.
If you have vaginal mesh and it's coming undone, I can get you money.
And then fuck you.
You know that a journey always begins with the first step.
Of not having to read.
And I hope that if you like what I'm trying to say or you'd like to know more about me, to please write.
Yeah, I'd say write it down because he can't speak without reading. He's Jewish.
Steven.
He's a body designer. He's like a personal trainer. Under 30? That bitch is like 45.
Oh, it ended now.
Times married, zero. Number of children, interests varied. That's crazy. Man, I remember when you were 180 pounds.
Why? Why did you just say that like that?
He looks like he's not 180, though. I think he lied about being 180. He looks like he's 130.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you say that? Just off of his headshot.
He's all fucking skinny and shit.
Oh, yeah, you true. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
His fucking scrawny arms. That's why he's wearing that sweatshirt, so you can't see how scrawny he is.
Underneath that, it doesn't say anything other than go vote, goddammit, in all caps.
I don't know who we're voting for.
Like in the presidential election?
Oh, I didn't know that was coming up.
Bobby also sent me some notes that aren't on this email. He sent them to Adam, and then Adam sent them to me. It's like this whole Chinese telephone fucking thing going on.
That's racist.
You know what? I'll Venmo them $5 for the fucking jar, okay?
Yeah.
Bobby says... Bobby had Bernie Sanders taking over Nevada. I don't know what that means.
Winning the popular vote.
Why is Bobby getting political and shit?
I don't know.
Bernie Sanders taking over Atlanta. Elizabeth Warren cooked Bloom Beto over the ether beat. What the fuck does that even mean?
Maybe that was one of pop culture's songs.
Pop Smoke.
Yeah, that guy.
Not pop culture. Dude's name ain't Bobby's going to fucking get you, too. Bobby's coming on the hashtag No Offense Good. Show in he the next couple of weeks, and he's going to fucking get you talking about
Good,
his man's is named Pop Smoke.
I can't wait.
Pop culture.
I mean, we need to start watching The Simpsons to see who's going to be the next president, because they called it the first time.
The first time. Like, Donald Trump is the first fucking president. He and George Washington, what you mean the first time?
They called him the first time that...
The first fucking time.
Everybody was talking about, oh, he ain't gonna do that. Yeah, okay.
I'm Googling this.
Bernie Sanders is fucking senile and crazy.
I'm Googling this right now to see what comes up for cooked...
This bitch.
Blombito. Who's Blombito?
Michael Bloom. Bloomberg. He's another one running for president. Someone set Elizabeth Warren's roast of Mike Bloomberg to Nas ether beat. Is that what he's talking about?
So it says, yeah, Mike Bloomberg gets ether by Elizabeth Warren. Let's see what it says. Oh, shit, it's muted.
Against a billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Some of them are.
I'm talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop. I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Fat broads.
No, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win.
Damn.
If we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and...
I'ma need all the honeys, them brokies ain't got a thumb in no man, be forever thumbing, never mind all my niggas.
I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that either, except for I think that Adam got himself an episode title with horse-faced lesbians and fat broads or whatever the fuck she said.
You know, some women are fat fucking broads and some are horse-faced lesbians. I don't understand what the big deal is. Who doesn't talk shit about other people sometimes? I'm sure she said plenty of stupid shit.
About who?
About anybody. It doesn't
about
matter.
About anybody? Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess in that position, you ain't supposed to be doing that shit.
Yeah, okay. But, well, everybody fucking does it.
But here's the thing, man. Fucking, and see, and I'm not political at all. I mean, like, for the Sam PC listeners, like, I don't, just because I'm fucking almost 40 and mm-hmm. I'm a white dude doesn't mean I'll be watching fucking politics. I don't know fucking thing one about politics. I don't know nothing. All right. That being said, Donald Trump has come in now and set a new fucking precedent about saying random, bizarre, outlandish shit and having a certain percentage of the people going, damn, that's fucking awesome, he's the man, blah blah blah, and then another certain percentage of the people going, ah, he's a fucking monster. Mm-hmm. But one thing is for sure, that 100% of the fucking people is talking about his ass. Sure. So I think other people coming up are going to try to emulate that style a little bit.
Well, you know? I know Donald Trump says some dumb shit, but for her to call him a racist isn't very, like, it's not 100% right. Because he's come into the lower income neighborhoods that are primarily Black Americans, and he's funded a program that helps them be better at their life. This one guy came in, now he's a manager of a store. Like, he's trying to, like, get people to come into those neighborhoods and buy money and help better them.
Well, the whole thing with the Trump racist thing started with the wall.
Right.
Like, that was where that whole thing stemmed from, I believe.
And it's, I don't feel like putting up the wall is racist.
Well,
I feel like he's trying to protect American people from drug dealers and bad people.
I heard something recently. I want to say my homeboy Eddie Bravo was talking some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. And Eddie Bravo is a Mexican-American gentleman who I believe is pro-Trump. And he was explaining the Trump is racist thing with the wall. Mm-hmm. And he was saying how the people in those border towns actually want the fucking wall because it would make them more secure. Like, the people in those border towns, like down in Texas and shit, like, there's no white people living down there. Like, those are Mexican people living in America in them fucking border towns. So they want that goddamn wall up to fucking protect them against the shit from the other side that they ran away from.
Right. Not that there's not shit in America, but it's like, keep what you can out. We don't need any more of it.
That being said.
And then I read that he was the first president to put an openly gay man on the cabinet. So good for him.
Yeah, but I mean, like, fucking, if you suck dick or whatever, that, I mean,
yeah, it shouldn't matter.
Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with your policy.
It doesn't have to do anything with policy, but I'm saying from everybody calling him all these names about how he's against all these kinds of people, he might be doing it just to prove everybody wrong or to say, hey, I've done this and now you can't call me that. Mm-hmm. But it's still getting done. And like I said, I'm not pro Trump by any means.
I ain't pro anybody. I'm pro
fucking. When you talk shit about something, I just want to, like, say, okay, well, let's counter it with this and see how you feel.
I'm pro take mushrooms and figure out how to get off this fucking plane of existence. That's what I'm pro.
Be friends with Elon Musk. You both can die on Mars.
No, I don't want to go to Mars. I want to ascend to the fifth dimension with Bobby Light on unicycles. Mars. And we're going to fucking both get on unicycles side by side, holding hands, eating mushrooms, and fucking fly off into the great beyond.
Without your family, have fun.
Y'all can come. I'll come back for you.
We need a tandem bicycle, then, not a unicycle.
Yeah, we need a 2-seat unicycle. Bitch, that's a fucking bike. Right. Bobby also sent me D-Wade gets his jersey retired in Miami. That's fucking cool. I'm a little out of the loop. You mentioned it, that Sam PC is sports adjacent, so I guess we could talk about a little bit. Who's about some D-Wade? Sports. Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
You know who D-Wade is.
I didn't know what his first name was.
If you saw him, you would know him. He's very popular. He was on the early 2000s Miami Heat championship teams with Shaq.
I know what it is. I know who he is now. I just didn't remember what his first name was.
Yeah, he's a Chicago boy.
Isn't Dwayne Wade another guy from, like, Living Color or something?
It's Damon Wayans, you dumb bastard.
No. Was it a spinoff of The Cosby Show?
That's a different world. Yeah. You're talking about with the flip of fucking glasses.
Yeah, that guy. What was his name?
You thought that was D-Wade.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. This is the CNPC Complete Whitewash Edition. It's a fucking whiteout, y'all.
Yeah, for real.
Who is D-Wade?
He plays basketball.
I wanted the city jersey for the D-Wade city jersey for the Heat because it's HTNOS as fuck. Like, it says Miami in pink, like, mm-hmm. neon scripted letters, and it's black and blue. Like, it looks fucking cool.
Sounds cool.
I'm glad he got his jersey retired, man. Like, D-Wade's one of the classier guys from that era of ball, and I mean, he's fucking, he earned it.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I'm just agreeing with you.
I'd say.
Okay.
I'd say. I wish I had more to say on it, but I mean,
he's not doing Shaq's Big Chicken commercials.
Maybe he might franchise a fucking Shaq's Big Chicken here in Florida. That'd be nice. That would be fantastic because that's all I want in the world.
Next, Shaq's Big Chicken.
Shaq's Big Chicken is, dude, anything Shaq. Shaq is my favorite basketball player of all time.
He's hilarious.
And growing up, it was Charles Barkley. I was a Charles Barkley fan. I had over like 500 different Charles Barkley cards. I used to wear Phoenix Suns gear.
Still have them.
I do still have them. And I was the only fucking kid in the middle of the 90s in Chicago when the Bulls were winning championships on a fucking regular wearing Phoenix Suns jerseys and shit. I had a purple ass pullover. I used to be standing on the bus stop in my Phoenix Suns pullover and shit. Shout out to Dan Marley and Kevin Johnson and them.
I had a Raptors pullover.
Why? Who was your favorite player on the fucking Raptors?
I just liked them because they were purple and silver.
You weren't
and
about black. Vince Carter?
Nah.
Do you know who Vince Carter is?
I like the Colorado Rockies too because they were purple, black, and silver.
What is wrong with you?
Like those colors.
Fucking that's your gang?
Yeah.
Purple, black, and silver?
Word.
What is that gang?
The Melissa gang? I don't know.
Come on, man. Give me something. You ain't even barely even sung tonight.
I sung in the beginning.
Yeah, but you... Whatever, dude. You're letting me down. You ain't Mad Buttery or Wild fucking Vocal. You're letting me down. And you're letting Sam PC down.
That's not true. I could never let them down.
The last thing that we have on the list here is Wilder versus Fury 2. Now...
That's a motherfucker I saw on B-Dub screen that was dressed like he was in goddamn Gwar. Because he had that.
He was in Mortal Kombat.
Dude.
Now, here's the thing. He had
like a shiny gold and like diamond mask on. He looked like he was in fucking Gwar.
Some sort of dominatrix situation or something.
Yeah, it was cool.
Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. We are recording this on Sunday night, so this fight has already happened.
Oh.
That being said, I don't know boxing. I don't know.
I thought he was an MMA fighter.
You don't know boxing.
I don't know. I saw the gloves. That's how I knew it was boxing. But okay. The gloves look smaller now.
I went out of my... Well, the boxing gloves are huge.
Not his. His were tiny. Maybe he's got small hands.
I didn't see. I mean, he might have small hands. Maybe. What's that mean? He's got a little dick?
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, I went out of my way to not see any of the results for this because Bobby wanted to know who we got. And I feel that being that neither of us know... boxing or who these people even are, I think that we can pick this and then check the results and see what happened.
Okay.
So who would you pick?
Who was the other guy?
It's Tyson Fury or Deontay Wilder. Who would you pick just off of that?
Fury.
See, I would pick Fury too because
Wilder's a showboat.
No, why would you say that? You don't even know him.
The way he's fucking dressed?
Oh, that's the dude in the gear.
Yes.
Okay. See, I would have picked Tyson Fury just because of his name. Because that's how when I gamble and I don't know what I'm gambling on, but I'm a degenerate and I still want to throw some money down, I look for stupid shit like that.
Well, yeah.
If you're a fighter named Fury,
yeah,
come on, dude.
Nick Fury comes to my brain.
You like Nick Fury like that?
That's the only Fury I know.
Or you like Sam Jackson like that?
Fury.
Okay.
Before his eye went missing.
Ooh.
But yeah, I'd pick Fury just because Wilder seems like a showboat and he's probably going to dance around and be like, come on, motherfucker, come get me. And then he's going to open himself up to a bad shot and then he's going to get knocked the fuck out.
But what if he's walking out like fucking Megatron and them, dude? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe he's got some skills.
I'm not saying he doesn't have skills. I'm just saying with a big fight like that, he's going to showboat and then fuck himself up.
But here's the flip side. Here's the flip side to this. I, at the risk of sounding racist, I will always bet on the black guy in anything. Like, if it's a black dude versus a white dude, I'm betting on the black dude 100% of the time. Wesley Snipes taught me that. In Passenger 57, you always bet on black.
Yeah, it's like roulette.
So.
What's the other guy, Mexican?
I believe he's a white gentleman.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was Mexican.
Tyson Fury. He might be. I don't fucking know. I don't know his life story. But
well, Tyson can be a black or white or Mexican name.
But I promise you, Deontay is not as changeable as Tyson.
No.
Okay, so we know who's who.
Right.
Okay. Let's pull up the results here and see what happened. We have, which one? Oh, we have Tyson Fury.
He wins?
Tyson Fury wins. And look at this picture. He's a fat dude. He's
a proud fat dude.
Hey, hold on, pause. Stick a pin. Mm-hmm. I'm very confident to say that him and I share similar physiques.
Yeah, kind of chubby and hairy.
Look at him, dude. If you
your
put
nipples
my,
even look the same.
Bro, if you put my head on that dude's body, like, you wouldn't know.
You've got the same haircut now.
You wouldn't know, man.
Right.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. This is what...
This is the ideal male physique.
You may not like it, but this is what peak performance looks like.
I love
it. He won. He fucking won.
I knew it.
Look at this. Not bad for an old fat guy who can't punch. Tyson Fury after handling Deontay Wilder.
Told you.
First career loss. Oh, shit. He beat him for the first time.
Told you.
Damn, he came out looking like fucking a Decepticon, and he fucking lost. Yeah. Oh, and he looks sad, too. Look at him sitting there, dude.
Probably because he got knocked the fuck out, like I said.
He looks fucking sad.
Mm-hmm. Is there a video of how he got knocked out?
There's a video that says that Tyson Fury licked blood from his neck during their fight.
Ooh.
I want to see that. Oh, look at that.
At least he didn't bite an ear off.
Yeah. That's true, too.
That's a commercial.
Yeah, that video does not look like it goes to what I wanted.
No, I think it's...
That's Campbell's soup. That's fucking Odell. No, that's Saquon's mom giving him some chunky
Saquon.
Soup.
Saquon. He's cute.
Saquon? You like Saquon?
He's cutie. What teams he play for?
Giants?
All right, they're my new favorite team.
The Giants are not your new favorite team. You can fucking suck a dick fuck all the way off with that shit.
Maybe I will.
That is not...
There's the video.
Here's the video. Okay.
Fury is literally tasting blood.
want to taste blood. Fury did it.
Oh, no.
He's licking him.
Yeah, that's cunnilingus tongue.
That's a lot of tongue action.
That was straight cunnilingus
that
tongue,
that wasn't even,
dude.
Like, a lick. That was
yeah,
like,
that was flick it back and forth. That was Shakira at the Super Bowl tongue.
Yeah.
That was, wow,
disturbing.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
Tyson, baby, you just won a big fight, and you're trying to contract some sort of new coronavirus. Oof. Like, what are you trying to
do?
Well,
and then the other dude didn't even flinch.
He liked it.
Oof.
He liked it.
I don't know.
He liked it.
Just like,
get
cringe.
That shit off my neck.
Just cringy.
Look at that close-up.
Ew.
Wow. Ew. He looks like he got battered up a little bit. He got some blood splatters.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Blood splatters
it's
there.
It's like, I guess he wanted to taste somebody else's blood.
I wonder what kind of fight it was, because it said that he won in the seventh. So, I mean, like, I think boxing goes 12 rounds.
I don't remember.
I don't know for sure.
Maybe 12 or whoever gets knocked out first.
12 or 15 or fucking, I don't fucking know.
Not like Rocky where they're like 120 rounds or however many rounds they were.
Fuck.
Right?
Have you seen Rocky before?
Long time ago.
We should watch Rocky tomorrow.
We got a lot of things we need to watch.
We'll watch Rocky tomorrow.
Right. This
Fury guy should be my favorite new fighter because he's out of shape and he's just some fucking dude. They said the same thing when Anthony Ruiz won.
Yeah.
But Anthony Ruiz was a little bit more sloppy fat. Like, he was like more gelatinous, where this guy, he's got dad bod.
Yeah, he's got dad bod for
and
sure.
And I'm with dad bod.
Mm-hmm.
I can get down with
that. Hold on, I want you to see his hands. The other dude.
Who? Where?
If they show see how tiny the gloves look? In my mind, they're like a lot bigger than that. Even his gloves look small. Like when, back in the day, they used to be like those really big, like red.
Yeah.
Boxing gloves.
Well, that
like
was
on Tyson's Punch Out.
Well, that was the thing a couple of years ago when Conor fought. They were making a big deal about the gloves because UFC gloves are like 8 ounce and those are 10 ounce or 12 ounce or something. I don't know. Don't quote me on the exact fucking weight
ounces
or whatever, but there was some discrepancy on that. And you know what, it makes sense now, because Adam actually texted me about the fight and I told him I didn't know, and I'm looking back now and he said he's a giant fat fuck gypsy that slaps his belly when he knocks motherfuckers out. King Hippo, he should be your favorite fighter.
Oh yep, well now he is.
And well now he is
King Hippo with Skeptical Hippo.
King Hippo on you said Mike Tyson. King Hippo. Boom.
Oh, yeah. That was that big motherfucking white dude.
It's all connected, baby.
Got you.
Telling you. Shout out to Saturn. Shout out to the fucking Simmons and Moore show.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody. I think that we've covered all their bullet points.
Sweet.
We have a little bit of a quicker episode, I think, because we don't spend a lot of the time being high.
Eating.
Because we're not high. We can't smoke weed in our current lives, but we drink a lot of fucking coffee to get ready for this. So I think we were concise. We got gassed up. What we had to do, we came in, we kicked the door down, lit it on fire, sucking dicks from behind. Are you with me?
Well, in the side.
And the side. I mean, the side's my thing. Side's my thing. They say from the back.
Okay.
I don't like the back because I don't want to put my nose in someone's booty crack. I just don't.
Mm.
Understand? You understand the logistics there?
I'm visualizing.
Okay. Okay.
I love it.
That being said, this is the Simmons and Moore podcast, episode 203. We are the hashtag No Offense Show, guest hosting, sitting in. That we're calling this the Whiteout. We are taking over fucking New Jersey. I really hope that we did Simmons and Moore proud.
Yep.
We hope that you come back and check them out next week. You can find Simmons and Moore everywhere on all the socials at, I think their shit is Simmons and Moore Podcast.
Yep.
Simmons and Moore Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, all that good shit. SimmonsandMoore.com, mm-hmm. InnerCirclePN.com. They're our brothers in podcasting. You can find them with Shit Happens When You Party Naked, ourselves, the hashtag No Offense Show, at HTNOS, HTNOS.com, woo, hempbombs.com, use code HTNOS, save 20% on some CBD. Woo! Who else we got? The Plunge,
Failing Hollywood,
The Hood Diner, mm-hmm. RIP Any Podcast. And all our original programming. We got so much shit. We have so much content all the time. We're always creating.
Mm-hmm.
We love to talk to each other. You're like, it is fucking 11 o'clock. It is Sunday night. I have to go to work tomorrow. I am somebody's mom. Can we please fucking turn this off because I am done talking?
I'm not like that at all.
I'm locked with you. I'm laser focused on your eyes. I love you. You're beautiful. Thank you for doing this.
You're crazy.
Thank you for doing this.
No problem.
It's
my pleasure.
That being said, go to... I'm trying to amp it up because I forgot to say it. I forgot to say it. Go to JITSOAP.com. Go to JITSOAP.com. Use code CMPC and you can save 15% off on some Pro Titty antimicrobial soap made here in the goddamn US of A. 9/11 was an inside job. Fucking Epstein didn't kill himself. You can find Adam at Earth to Adam with underscores on all the socials. You can find Bobby at Bobby D. Moore Official. Yeah. You can find Bobby Light at the Versace Jedi. Shout out to Unicycle. Shout out to Acid. Shout out to fucking Mushroom. Shout out to Saturn. Shout out to New Jersey. We love the fuck out of you. Hashtag no offense. Out.
This is a moment thing.
Baby, welcome to the party. I'm off the Myers and Lee. That's why I'm over retarded. Baby, welcome to the party. I hit the boy up and then I go skating around. Baby, welcome to the party. Picks him a thot, give me lit. Gun on my head. One in the head. Send in the clip. Baby, don't trip. Just lower your tone. Cause you can get hit. Don't let the enemy in my system. I get your body. Next day I forget it. Nigga, try just go to body. And this is a game, nigga, I was just with him. Look, be all my villain niggas, all my villain niggas, all my killing niggas, I take kids. Since a young nigga, I've been killing niggas.
What's that?
You said hello.
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 Yes.
Promote podcasts. I make you big star in Nigeria.
Why?
Pay me.
You pay now.
Pay now.
You pay now.
Let me eat this salad first.
Okay, that'll go at the end. Play his fucking music.